Welcome to TSCRA Talk, a podcast by Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. I'm your host, Kristen Brown. Joining me today is Frank McClelland, the National Ranching Heritage Association Vice President of the Executive Committee. Frank, I'm excited to talk to you today because the Ranching Heritage Center is something that so many folks at TSCRA value. It's focused on educating the public about the ranching industry, and it just keeps getting better and better. And as a TSCRA director, you know firsthand the importance of education. So thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely.
Now, tell us about where you're located, but then also let's go ahead and go into what sparked your interest in participating with the Ranching Heritage Center with their board.
Well, we live at Tahoka, out west of Tahoka, which is about 30 miles south of Lubbock. And of course, the National Ranching Heritage Center is on the Texas Tech campus in Lubbock, so it's not very far away. We had spent a little bit of time there, but never really got involved until, I can't remember what year it was, maybe 2010 or 11. And then just met some folks that are really involved. And of course, I knew some already because we do live and operate in such a small circle, those of us in ranching. And so it just felt really natural and felt really like home for us to be part of that organization. And we absolutely love the people that are involved and love the people that are running it. And there's a lot of good stuff going on there.
Well, and I'm excited to dive into that. And so to set us up for someone who's never been to the Ranching Heritage Center, tell us what kind of an overview of it. There are a lot of components to it. So run with it there and tell us about what all there is.
The facility is a museum, but it's probably, there aren't very many like it in the United States for sure. If I remember right, we're on about 40 acres. We have about 55 structures, most of which are either houses, barns. There's an old railroad depot that was from over here south of Lubbock. There's a set of pens. There's just a little bit of everything, but it all pertains to ranching in the mostly the western United States. And of course, being in Texas, a lot of it is from Texas, though not all of it. And it goes anywhere from a dugout, and there's a one building that's called the Pickett and Sotol, S-O-T-O-L, building that came from down in South Texas off a ranch. And it goes anywhere from, which really looks very primitive, and it really is, but it goes all the way from there to the Barton House, which was it's a big two-story house that was built in, I want to say around the turn of the century of not this last, early 1900s. So there's a big variety. There's a big, and all it does is show the variety and the differences in locations and that kind of stuff of people in a ranching business. It's not, the people are pretty much the same, which is very cool, very interesting. Yeah. But a lot of the environments that they come from and a lot of the that kind of stuff are different, which is really cool. It's the museum. We have a building, a central building that has been certainly very modern, that we house a lot of artifacts in, that we have displays and change those displays from time to time of saddles and spurs and rifles and different artworks from different Western artists. And it's a moving target, and it's fascinating the number of things that we have to display in the museum in the middle part of it. And there's conference rooms and classrooms, and we've just opened the Dash Family Ranch Life Learning Center, where that is just something you got to see. We're using John Erickson and his character of Hank the Cowdog to tell the story of ranching through this new facility or through this new wing of our facility. And it's fascinating. It really is.
Well, that's exciting. And one thing that I found just so interesting is that the structures that are there out in the historic park, that they are the original structures that have been moved to Lubbock. They have not been recreated. They were physically moved from being out on these ranches to Lubbock. So you're seeing the real deal where these ranchers endured the test of time. And I think that's pretty awesome.
I agree. It's just like that Pickett and Sotol house I was telling you about. Every maybe 2 years or 3 years. I don't remember the interval. A bunch of the crew that works at the Ranching Heritage Center loads up and they go down into South Texas and they harvest a bunch of that sotal. It's like a desert shrub with long stalks. They harvest a bunch of that to come back and patch that house from time to time. And they're using the same material to do that, to keep it authentic as the folks that built it used.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is.
Well, and I want to hear more about the Cash Family Ranch Life Learning Center, because that is such a new component and it's the coolest thing. I highly encourage all of our listeners of any age to go there. I have three young kids and we went when it opened last October, and okay, I was fascinated and my kids were fascinated. One of the things that was so interesting to me is there's a game and you're given $1 million and you have to figure out how to make your ranch work. And I think so many people just walk up like, oh, $1 million, no problem. But I heard that the folks who put together the game, who are the museum experts, that that's their job, that they thought that was just way too much money. But then when they actually got down into the nitty gritty, they're like, this is not enough. How do we make this work? And so it's exciting that it brings this awareness to modern day ranching. So I'm going to turn it over to you and hear from you about different components of this new Ranch Life Learning Center.
Well, that's great. No, that game is one of the highlights, I think, but it's just a small part of what's there. And the fact that we've used John Erickson and Hank the Cowdog to kind of tell the story, it may give somebody the impression that it's just for kids, and that's very far from the truth. This is a well thought out, informative, educated approach to the ranching business. But of course, John has lots of experience, so he's able to talk about all that. And he has a way of telling stories and putting those things into words that everybody can understand, no matter what your age is. And the exhibits, when you first walk in on the coming out of the Cogdill store, which is in the middle of the building of the Ranching Heritage Center main building, you're welcomed by John in a hologram, and he's talking about ranching, and there's stools for you to sit down on and listen to him and watch his image tell stories and tell information. And you go outside and you have all of these stations. There's a house where the camp cook or the ranch cook might cook meals, or there's a barn to saddle a horse. There's a shop to work on equipment. There's a saddle house, like I said, to saddle a horse, but there's also modifications made in there to store medicine like you might doctor cattle with, and that kind of thing. There's a cake house, which what you and I would know as a place to store feed, which is cake is what we call in the cow country cattle feed a lot of times. And so it's called a cake house. And it just goes on and on. There's a windmill. The Air Motor Windmill Company put up a windmill for us in a corner of the area, and it works. And it shows you how a windmill works and operates, and how you would maintain it, and how important it is. And there's an exhibit that talks about the different grasses in different parts of the country, and some are tall grasses, and you know where you might find them in an area where it rains more than what you and I are used to. And then, of course, there's the short grasses, the grama grasses, which we all think so highly of. And it talks about each of them in a detailed way. And it talks about grasses in general and how to maintain a stand of grass and take care of it by rotation and other range management practices.
Well, it's interesting to see and hear about all the components of it. And I know there had to be so much thought and consideration that went into each part of it, because it is so well-rounded. And I think sometimes there's this perception of people outside the ranching world that, oh, ranching's easy and it's simple. You know, it's simple, but it's so complex. And I think that this helps people get a glimpse at the complexity there. And, you know, as generations are more removed from agriculture, it kind of brings them back in. And like you said, Hank the Cowdog as your guide and John Erickson, so many people love Hank the Cowdog. And so it's just a great connecting point to draw them in.
Sure. you know, the game that we spoke about earlier, that where you take $1 million and try to operate a ranch, I think it is so eye-opening to a lot of people. My uncle told me years ago, I always told him I wanted a ranch. And he said, well, ranching's it's a great way of life. It's just not always a good living. And that's pretty much the truth, because things can get a hold of, you know, you can have drought, fire, bad markets, no rain, of course, drought. And there's so many things that we can't control in ranching, but our faith in the Lord that created all of this, and the fact that we feel is it's a calling to take care of this land and these animals that he's given us to take care of, is goes way beyond that. And so we're all grateful, I think, that we're able to do that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with all of that. With the Ranching Heritage Center and the association, there are some other components and things that I think our listeners would find interesting if they're not already aware. Y'all offer a ranch life learning curriculum, and this is something that both public schools as well as homeschoolers can use. Do you have anything you want to share with us about that information?
I think the fact that it is so well received and has been well received, not only with teachers and schools in Texas, but in other states, I think we're getting orders for the ranch life books and the curriculum that goes with it by the dozens and by the hundreds from different school districts all over. Of course, a lot of it's in Texas, but a lot of it is in other states as well. We're partnering not only with all these school districts, but also with different state beef organizations like the New Mexico Cowbells, and would be one of them, I think, and some of the other state beef organizations to help tell the story, to use their platform to help tell the story of ranching and use it to expose people to the Cash Family Ranch Life Learning Center and that curriculum.
That's really great. We homeschool out here on the ranch in the middle of nowhere, and we have used the curriculum, and my kids love it. It's interactive, it's fun, it's entertaining. And again, everybody loves Hank the Cow Dog, and that's a big component of it. And so it is so fun. And then to get to make a trip to Lubbock and go see the Ranching Heritage Center and the Ranch Life Learning Center just brings it all together and is pretty great. So I would encourage people to look into that and that curriculum, and, you know, check with your local school and see if there's a way to get that integrated in. So another thing that I'd like for you to touch on is the events that take place throughout the year that are hosted by the Ranching Heritage Center. So could you tell us a little bit about some of those events?
Sure. There's a lot going on. Most every weekend, there's somebody, maybe not in every one of the historic buildings outside, but in a lot of them. And then when we get into the prettier weather and warmer times of the year, then there are more and more of the buildings occupied. There's a spade blacksmith shop. A lot of times he's out there building horseshoes or working on something in his forge. He's got an actual forge fired up in the blacksmith shop. There are people in the buildings doing, churning milk or doing whatever they might have done 100 or 150 years ago in one of those buildings. And that just kind of goes on throughout the year, off and on. And starting in April, we're going to have Ranch Day. And we have that every year where we have a bunch of people come and occupy those buildings. And then they dress in the period dress, and they show folks what actually they would have been doing in those buildings or on those ranches 100, 150 years ago. Texas Tech Equestrian Team comes out, and they set up a pen, and they do horse demonstrations and cattle handling demonstrations. Several years ago, we started taking I brought a branding iron heater and some kind of generic branding irons up there, and we branded a bunch of wood blocks for people so that they would see what branding is all about. And we want to improve on that, too, to kind of put that more in context as far as identifying animals for ownership and that kind of thing. But it's a full day, and there's usually several thousand people come out every year. And people bring their kids, and they're just fascinated by all of that. After that, we host what's called Summer Stampede, and it's an art show and sale and a dance and dinner there at the facility. And a lot of really good Western artists are able to show their wares and even sell some of them. And it could be paintings, photography, spurs, bits, leather work, rawhide work, bronzes. And we just have a little bit of everything. Some very, very good art is for sale and available to, if not to buy, to at least view during that event. It's a lot of fun. We've had Jody Nix several times, and can't remember all the others.
No, that's okay. It's always a big event every year.
It is, and it's a lot of fun. You get, a lot of times in all of these ranching events, whether it's with us or cattle raisers or something, you know, the get-together and the visiting old friends and all that stuff is so important, and that's what happens. A lot of that happens. So after Summer Stampede in the fall, in September or October, we kind of have to work around the Texas Tech football schedule. We'll have the Golden Spur Award dinner and the ceremony to congratulate and to recognize the winner of the Golden Spur Award was the Ranching Heritage Association sponsors. We have some partner sponsors as well, including Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers, National Cattlemen Beef Foundation, Texas Cattle Feeders, American Quarter Horse Association. And it's a really fun event, and it's a good reminder of what we're doing all this for in the fall. And a lot of people come from all over the country, in fact, for that. And that's a big deal. And then after that, in December, early December, we have two nights of what's called Candlelight at the Ranch. And all of the buildings are decorated like they would have been at Christmas way back when. And there a lot of folks dress up and occupy those buildings and do what they would have done at Christmas. They would be stringing popcorn on a string to put on a Christmas tree and or cranberries. And then there's a dance in the Four Sixes barn. There's a band, a kind of a, not a big band, but a guitar player and a fiddle player and maybe another guitar player out there. And so they're dancing in the Four Sixes barn out there and drinking hot chocolate or some other hot drink. And there's a lot of activity, and we always have, Kristen, I bet there's in December this last year, we had like 9,000 people come in the two nights.
Wow.
And they just file in there and they go see all of it, and they're just amazed. And it's amazing the people that show up because of their interest in what we're doing. And it's a lot of fun to see.
Well, that's so special. And again, I think it's so neat that the events throughout the year touch so many people. They touch the ranching world, you know, through the National Golden Spur and the Working Cowboy Awards. I anticipate that's mainly the ranching community coming together to celebrate and honor those recipients. But then also Candlelight at the Ranch and Ranch Day and the kid events throughout the year and Summer Stampede, just welcoming the community and really the country. It is the National Ranching Heritage Center. So anytime we hear people going to Lubbock, we tell them, go to the Ranching Heritage Center. It's awesome. You got to go check it out. Go spend the day. It's great. So closing us out today, what opportunities are there for the people, the folks in the ranching world to get involved, to carry on this legacy and preservation of the history of ranching?
Well, there's always an opportunity for all of us that are involved in ranching, but it's also a chance for people that really are somewhat removed from it now. You know, probably four generations back or five, everybody was somewhat involved, if not in ranching, at least in raising their own food and kind of doing for themselves. I mean, that was just the way it was. And we've kind of, our culture and our society have trended away from that because everybody in the ranching business and farming business has gotten so efficient, it doesn't take as many people to grow food and fiber to feed everybody like it used to. So everybody really has a part in it. They just may not realize it. So we offer memberships to the Ranching Heritage Association and at different levels. And of course you come and go like you want to out there. There's a magazine, Ranch Record, is published every quarter and sent to members, and is full of great information and great stories about ranching, not only around here, but in different parts of the United States. And even there have been some stories from abroad as well. But the people that you meet and the people that you get to do things with in this deal is just, they're the best people on earth and just the finest group of folks you'd ever want to be associated with. We're always looking for volunteers. We're looking for volunteers to come be part of what we call the ranch hosts. The ranch hosts are the people that occupy the historic buildings at certain times of the year. They're always looking for folks. We're looking for people just to be part of it and help tell the story, to go to different other places, even to cattle raisers conventions and that kind of thing, to tell the story of ranching and do it with our platform.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Well, Frank, thank you so much for your time and for sharing the information about the Ranching Heritage Center. And I hope all of our listeners will take the time to go check it out for themselves.
Well, I do too. We'd love to host anybody that would be interested in coming. And I think you'll be very surprised at what you find there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening today. To learn more about the Ranching Heritage Center, visit ranchingheritage.org. Also, we invite you to be part of one of our ranch gatherings and virtual Ranching 101s. For a full list of ranch gathering locations, Ranching 101 topics, and more information about cattle raisers, visit tscra.org or email events at tscra.org.